Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. All we hear about are the trade deals we can't get completed. Our new agreement with Mexico and Canada, USMCA, sits in limbo without congressional approval. We withdrew from the newly negotiated Asian trade deal the day President Trump took office. We're still deeply concerned if we will be able to end the trade war with China. But did you know that China and 16 Asian nations are working towards a new regional economic partnership? The countries will include China, Philippines, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, Vietnam, and more, maybe even India. The target time to sign is next year. I'd say it could be a big deal for them. The United States seems to be on the outside looking in on too many trade agreements. Maybe phase one of our trade war with China can be settled. President Trump wants to sign an agreement with Chinese Xi in the U.S., hopefully in the farm state of Iowa. Talks continue. China wants the removal of many of the tariffs now in place. We shall see. I find it interesting and encouraging that agriculture, farmers, and ranchers seem to be in the headlines every day. I have never seen the time when politicians of both parties made a major effort to get support from our industry. Democratic candidates, including Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and almost all of the others, have toured ethanol plants in Iowa. And one candidate that has not is Bernie Sanders. It's a new political world out there with our industry in the spotlight. Newspapers and televisions are giving more attention to agriculture and rural America than I can ever imagine. And next week, I will be attending the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, NAFB, convention in Kansas City. I've been attending their annual convention every year going back to 1981, and I'll be moderating a panel on Wednesday afternoon. We'll be looking at our farm economy today and how it compares to the 1980s. I'll also be on the farm in Illinois next weekend, and I would love to finish harvest. I know farmers are making some progress, but as of last weekend, we still had almost half of our corn to pick. 75% of our soybeans were way behind normal. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.